In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
All the pitchers are hurt. Let's find some replacements on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday, August 31st. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. If you're watching, my eyes are really watery. That's because I have a lot of Shane McClanahan shares, and I'm very sad. Because Shane McClanahan was scratched from his start on Tuesday due to a left shoulder impingement. But I imagine he's going to land on the IL, as did Justin Verlander on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. He went to the IL with a calf injury. We lost Tony Gonsolin to the IL yesterday. There's a lot of names that we're losing right now, Scotty. So let's try and help people replace them. And in shallower leagues, these are pitchers rostered in less than 75% of CBS leagues. How do you rank these four? Reed Detmers, Alex Cobb, Patrick Sandoval, and Jose Quintana.
I think Reed Detmers is the... clearly the best one here, and the next three for me would be Alex Cobb, Jose Quintana, and Patrick Sandoval.
Next up, 50 to 60% rostered on CBS, we have Nick Lodolo, Domingo Herman, and Eduardo Rodriguez.
Again, this group has a clear favorite, and that's Nick Lodolo, followed by Eduardo Rodriguez and Domingo Herman.
We have some injury stashes. Jack Flaherty, pretty widely rostered. He's 79% rostered on CBS. Then we have Mike Soroka, Trevor Rogers, and Tyler Glasnow. How do you rank those four?
So I'll put Jack Flaherty number one. I'm not all that optimistic about him helping you rest the season. I don't know how you can be after the fake out earlier this year when he first came back and had to go on the IL another 2 months. But the career numbers are still amazing for Flaherty, and it's worth taking a chance on if you have a spot to play with. I'll go Trevor Rogers over Mike Soroka. His last rehab start was amazing. 6 no-hit innings with 12 strikeouts, 24 swinging strikes, and it was against a Triple-A lineup, not like the low minors or anything. Rogers said it's the best he's felt all year, and we all saw what he did last year, particularly the first 2.5 months. And wouldn't say I haven't been that hopeful he can get back to that, but a start like that, even against Triple-A hitters, gives you some hope.
In deeper leagues, we have the Orioles starting pitchers who are pitching well right now. Dean Kramer, Spencer Watkins. Watkins was bad on Tuesday. And Austin Voth, along with J.P. Sears, Rowanzi Contreras. And I'll throw another prospect in this mix, Scott. Ken Waldichuk, who is getting called up by the Oakland A's on Thursday, has really strong numbers in the minor leagues. Who's your two or three favorites? Orioles pitchers, Sears, Contreras, Waldichuk.
I don't have such a clear favorite here that I think you need to be proactive about rostering anyone. It's probably more of a play the matchup situation when you're looking at this group. However, if you're forcing me to pick up one and stick with him, it would probably be Ken Waldichuk. It would probably be the mystery box, just in the hope he clicks right away. Great strikeout numbers in the minors. Guy who gets it done more with deception than pure stuff. Funky left-handed delivery. Is that going to translate to the majors? Also has had some control issues in the minors. And he pitches for the A's. So there are definitely some reasons for pessimism with Waldichuk. But you just look at that strikeout rate and you can see it going really well instead.
Let's continue on with the prospects, Scotty. The Orioles have added Gunnar Henderson and DL Hall to their taxi squad, likely in anticipation of rosters expanding on Thursday, September 1st. Gunnar Henderson, one of the top prospects in all of baseball. He was hitting .297, 19 homers, 22 steals, with a .416 OBP in the minors this season. Scott, is he a must-add? And where do you think he'll kind of fall in your shortstop rankings?
I would say Gunnar Henderson right now is the most popular pick to be the number one overall prospect. You look at all the prospect rankings across the internet. He's the guy you'll most commonly see in the number one spot. Not for me personally, but yeah, I mean, that's about as close to a must add as you can get. I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm supremely confident he's going to be an impact player down the stretch. The strikeout rate had kind of climbed a bit at AAA. He's struggled against same-handed pitchers. He's 21 years old. It's an aggressive promotion, all of that. But if there's anybody off the waiver wire who is going to be an impact player that you can find right now, like Gunnar Henderson would be one of the prime candidates if that guy exists out there. So, yeah, you take a shot on him. In my shortstop rankings, probably start out between 20 and 25. I would rather take a shot on him than O'Neill Cruz, let's say, because Cruz, despite impacting the ball really hard, just hasn't been that productive yet. So I'll take a shot on the mystery box in that scenario.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.